David.
Hey, David. John with Local Splash calling you back there, sir.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
A whole lot of nada. No, I'm just kidding. Honestly, David, I wasn't sure if, before we left if I was supposed to call you back or if you were going to call me back. So I was like, I hope you don't think I forgot about
that. Shit just got busy, man. So sorry about that.
No,
but now's
good.
A good time. So I'm glad you called. I'm definitely interested. I'm at the 99.9. So now I just want to go over this one more time and
sure
just completely clarify how our business relationship's going to go. So if you don't mind just hitting me with a little something-something to refresh my memory from what we talked about this morning. It's been
I'll put it all in a nutshell for you, man. No worries.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. So very first thing is customers don't have to know your business name. As long as they're within the service of radius that I show on the notes, I mean, you can go up to 50 miles if you needed to. So if you ever need to spread from 25-mile radius up to 50, it's still included, okay? But if they type in or stay on Voice Alexa or Google or any of their devices, any of the services you provide, you'll be found on the first page of Google along with other directories in the local area. Calls come directly to you. Nobody touches them. There's no pay-per-lead, call, click, job, nothing like that. A flat rate. Okay, we got you at discounted rate at the $249 month to month and never changes from that. Unless you're trying to upgrade your program to 100 miles out or something like that, then we'll talk from there. But it will never
go above.
It includes target marketing ads for your Facebook. If you don't have a Facebook business page, we'll develop one for you, included. Website included as well. Again, we want to make sure you have a timeline breakdown from all that stuff, though, okay? So I'll go over that
I'm
in
gonna have what?
Here. I want to make sure I go over the timeline breakdown for all that, too, because I want to make sure
okay.
not just know what you're getting, but how fast and you know, how
when
well to get it done.
Sounds good.
Exactly. Yeah, it's important. We're very transparent. Am I forgetting anything? Oh, tracking system for you. All right. Now, that tracking system is called the dashboard. That's going to be your next best friend. I'm not going to lie. All right, David? So well, I'll make sure even before the end of this call, you'll be able to see that, and that way you can say, okay, we're ready to go from that part. You'll have an account management team that's there for you Monday through Friday. Okay, they're on California time because we're in California. So it's 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'm so sorry, I did the opposite there. Now, Harzer's timeline breakdown. Let's go over that. All of your directories and your tracking system, the dashboard, will be completed and submitted already within the first 5 to 7 days. Okay? As far as your actual web page, Facebook page and your Facebook ads, that'll be completed within the first 7 to 14 days. Okay? Everything working as a whole. Getting
hold on one second. This fucking idiot just showed up with the weed whacker right next to me. One second.
You're okay.
Like, I'm not here working already, you know? Just
right.
Fucking hate these people. And I'm sorry to vent to you.
No, you're good.
It wouldn't be such a big deal if you didn't interrupt our conversation. I'm like, I'm trying to hear this, man.
Okay,
the last thing I really heard was about making you, if I don't have the page, the Facebook page, you guys will help me make one, and then
correct.
What happened?
Yep. All right, so timeline breakdown. You got your dashboard of directories that's submitted in the first 5 to 7 days. Your,
what's the
we call
dashboard
it splash
of
page.
Directories? Splash page. What is that?
Okay, so your dashboard's your tracking system. That's everything
okay.
that you can keep track of. Calls, traffic going to your website, everything. You could do that from your phone. You could do it from your computer, however you want. Your directories is like the other directories like Yelp, Apple, Bing, right? So we want to make sure it's not the ones that are going to bring you spam calls, though, because there are plenty out there. Now, granted, David, you have the option to have these other directories up to 60, if anything. But I highly recommend when you speak to our technician team to really take into account what they say about it because that's how much we want to make sure of being transparent and honest with you. Some of those
what
directories.
What other directories are we talking about?
Like Yelp. You got, let's say, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chambers of Commerce, BBB. Like a lot of these directories are good to have out there for some companies, but for the most cases that we've done trials with this too. I mean, again, you have the option to do them. It's included, but honestly, a lot of those other ones kind of bring a lot more spam calls than regular calls. No lie. So,
and
just keep
Yelp
heads up.
Customers are junk, dude. So
I think, you know, I only use Yelp for like food. No lie.
I mean, It's cool, like, as a reviewing platform and stuff, so you can see that. But as far as when someone says, I got your number from Yelp, I just know they're going to be a cheapskate piece of shit right off the jump. Nine times out of ten. I've met some cool people, for sure. But on average, Nextdoor, gold, Google, pretty damn solid, too. Yelp, no thanks. It's trash.
Right. So you can always add it, take it out, however you like with that. But as long as you communicate.
So what are the ones that are included, the directories where... Let me get out of here 1 second.
All right.
So what directories would I be promoted in? Google, obviously, right?
Yeah, of course. I'm not even going to say that because that's included already. But, I mean, like, you have up to 60 of them. And to name the big ones, I mean, yeah, Yelp is one of them just because in some areas it does do well. But, hey, you never know. But Bing is a big one. Bing, we want to make sure you're on the first page. Bing, B-I-N-G.
Oh, okay, that Microsoft one, okay.
You got it, yep, that's a big one.
Gotcha.
Another big
All
one
right.
is actually Apple, because a lot of people are using the Apple phones, Apple products, and they like to go through...
How do you search on Apple?
You know, do you have an Apple phone?
Yeah, I got an iPhone, and that's why I'm like, how do you search on that?
Yeah, you know, like the Safari and all that stuff and everything? That's just another...
Oh, so like if you don't bring up a actual search engine and just type into it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And
gotcha.
people do that. They do. So we want to make sure that it's all solid for you. So again,
yeah,
like
right
I
on,
said,
right on.
They'll have more directories to choose from, but at the end of the day, just please don't take into account what they're talking about because they really do know what they're talking about when it comes to those, okay? Now, last but not least, getting on the first page of Google, I know you've probably been hearing so many different things for other businesses out there. We are a lot faster than anyone pretty much on the market, I'm going to say. But, hey, I mean, we get it up there within the first 30 to 45 days and consistently stay there. Other companies, I'm seeing 6 months. I actually heard 9 months one time, which threw me out for a loop there. But not the case with us. We're a premier partner.
Yeah,
so
summer's over by that point, you know. So.
Yeah. School's out, man. No, I'm kidding. So I just want to make sure you have a clear transparency of everything, paint the picture of how we're going to do it, what we're going to do, and how much you're paying for it. So that's literally everything.
And you said it's
going
to take 30 to 45 days to be on that Google first page?
That's our average on there. I've seen it faster, but it just depends. I mean, like say, for example, like your website, you know, we usually say 7 to 14 days on average, but again, it just depends on how much content you want to add or modify, or maybe you might be like, you know what, let's change this out, let's change the color. It's completely optional for you to do that, and you have every right to, because we want to make sure we're catering to your business, right? You don't want a website just thrown out there and then having customers that are not the type of customers you want to spend time with, right? That just wastes time, wastes money, so we don't want that.
1 second, this guy's just, I think he's trolling me at this point.
Oh, man.
I just keep, you go to the front, I go to the back. I don't know, I think it's just because I'm trying to get this done. Oh, like I said, ordinarily I would give a rat's ass, but let me try this. Let me get back in my truck, man.
All right.
I'll finish this up in a second.
Okay.
All right. So we're talking about the average time for
to get.
And now we're talking on the front page, right? Because like I was looking at this earlier, because I wanted to, you know, talk to you guys about this, right? So I was saying I have reviews that aren't being counted. So I went back and I have 30, and they count 30. But not long ago, the number was 39, and I had 40 something. But I went through and counted. And there's only 30 on there. They went and deleted a bunch of reviews that I did have, including one that I gave myself. Okay, I get that. But the other ones were legitimate, you know? So.
Yeah. That's
now,
strange.
When I search my business name,
uh-huh.
you know, I'll come up. But if I searched Fontana Pest Control, you know, like on Google, a few searches or a few results show up, right? And
right.
then after that, you got to click view more and then it brings up more. And then, so there's like all these people like that are green Google verified. So I'd be like below those people, or where would I be?
Yes. So Google guaranteed, that's called Google guaranteed. Those are people or businesses are paying per lead for those. Okay. That's not the case for you. You're not paying per lead. It's unlimited for you. Okay. We do have options for that, but honestly, from what discussions that we had before, I hope I earned your trust by saying this because, you know, I can do that too with you, but at this point, it feels like just getting you on that local map section alone is enough for you right now. When it does very much more for you, then we could talk more about actually getting upgrade your package or, you know, adding things and things like that. But I think the very first step right now is definitely to getting you found in the areas using the keywords. That's for first and foremost.
Okay.
Yeah. So any other questions you have for me, partner?
Yeah, one second. I'm still trying to get in my truck.
Okay. I'm sorry for laughing, man. I had that issue before one time, and I felt like he was just trying to follow me, I swear. I gave him the meanest look.
Oh, because I just look over, and I'm like, really, dude? I was like, there's nothing even, you're not even blowing anything. You just got your blowers on.
I feel like it's just blowing to another angle, man. It's not cleaning it up, man. But anyway.
It's like, you can just sense, you know? This guy doesn't want to be around me. Anyhow, so that the splash page we were talking about.
Yes.
It's going to tell me how many people, like, click to call me or whatever. How's that going to, like, the, every so often I get, like, a metrics email from Google, and it's, they'll say, like, oh, X amount of people viewed you, X amount of people called you. So it's going to be somewhat something like that, right?
Yeah, this one's a perk from Local Splash, actually. Like I said, it's your next best friend. It's called the dashboard. In this dashboard, you can even update your website with pictures, testimonials, videos if you wanted to. It's very easy to maneuver through. But if, I mean, I'm going to put it this way. You're paying for our team to go ahead and do that for you. They're waiting for your call. Just make sure you communicate with them. They'll help you do that as well, too. So not an issue,
okay,
but yes,
great.
You'll be able to track everything from that as well.
Okay. I can't think of any other questions I have off the top of my head right now.
All right. Awesome, man. Of course. I mean, this process, getting everything all set here right now, it takes no longer than 10 minutes, man, honestly. But I would like to do this, though, is introduce our team. We don't do usually same-day appointments. What I can do, and I think it probably works better in your favor on this part, is after we get everything all set up here today, and it takes like 10 minutes, I'll set up a time and day maybe next week, maybe on Monday, if you're free. If you have like an hour window to speak with them, they'll go over in finer detail through how you want your website being built, how you want your Facebook ads to look, colors, I mean, I'm talking wording, all of that. I want to make sure that we're still concrete about how you want everything to work, that way we're all on the same page together. Does that sound all right with you?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, cool. So, David, the first thing I want to make sure is the first name, David, last name is, how do you spell that?
AUGUSTINE.
All right. I got Augustine. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. And I have your email and everything like that. Now, this part is for the Google. I'm going to make sure it doesn't get flagged, okay? Meaning because a lot of times I see this happen where things are not the same, and then all of a sudden they're like, why is my Google business profile taken down? They're really being, like, strict about this. So I don't need to put your address physically online, but they do need to have it on file for Google, okay? So what is the business address for Master Blaster Pest Management?
7499 Oxford Court, OXFORD.
Okay. Court. How? Montana. And that's 92336 is the zip code, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Before I lose any type of time schedule here, on Monday, what time works best for you to talk with our technician team and everybody? Is it like more the morning time?
Should I be in front of a laptop when I have this call, or is it something I can do from the field?
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, we make it easy for you. You don't have to be in front of a computer whatsoever. And I'll actually...
I kind of would like to be, you know what I mean? I don't want to be in a setting like this where Miguel shows up and ruins my conversation, you know? So...
Okay. Touche. I got you.
If we can do it in the morning, I can stay home, and I have a MacBook, and I could just sit there dedicated in the quiet without having to compete with the outside world, you know?
Even better. You tell me what time. I'll make it happen.
Could we do Wednesday the 9th in the morning?
Wednesday the 9th in the morning. How early? I mean, we're open at 7 a.m. So
8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, something like that.
Okay, how about this? I'll put it from 8 to 9 is the window that they'll give you a call within that time frame. So
perfect.
Let me lock that in there. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you and our team.
Too. 1 second.
Well, actually, I'm going to send you a Google invite up the ante here for you. So,
bingo.
Yeah, yep.
Awesome.
Yes, sir. All right. So hold on 1 second.
All right.
All right. So I know you're going to love this, man, because, you know, I think you can use the website and things like that. You can use the help, seriously. So let me go
ahead
and
get
this in here. All right. I'm sending it to you right now. Let me know you got it. It's coming from that same email, jseo@localsplash.com. And we'll put a reminder for them right now, too. Okay.
Got it right here. All right.
Okay, perfect.
Then, yeah, I don't want my – even though it already is, if I'm not mistaken, like when you Google my business, I think I show up and stuff like that. But I'd rather not have it posted because I just – you know, that is my home address.
Yeah, and I'm going to put this in parentheses in big lettering here not to show your address. But
cool.
Sure,
awesome. I know there's only so much we can do, but as long as we do what we can. 1 second, Jay.
Okay.
Nancy? How's it going?
I'm gonna have to wait 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Late or early?
I don't know. I already finished, though. The gate was unlocked. I got here like a half hour ago. No. I was running ahead of schedule. Not your fault at all. So I went ahead and just took care of the outside while I was waiting. And
then you can do the
garage. Yeah. Looks like he's done at the same time, too, so. Okay, great. All right. All right, I got that invite here. Let me see.
All right, let me make sure.
Yeah.
Yep, it's already done. Yep,
awesome.
Exactly. Perfect.
Awesome.
Okay. And you'll see during the weekend or even later today, they'll hit yes that they accept it as well, too, just to show you they're committed, okay? I'll put a reminder for them as well.
Okay, fantastic.
All right. Now, just to make sure, I have to do this because I'd rather not play catch-up and say, oh, we forgot to go over this stuff, so I'm going to go over it really quick here with you. Your hours of operations, I see it's 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., right?
I mean, yeah, but that's not really it. You know, I just put that so that people would just call me.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I just want to keep it the same.
Called,
if you want to change it, yeah. So.
That's fine. I'll answer it if I feel like, you know. I mean, I'm not promising
for sure.
Nothing to anybody. So.
Yeah, no. If anything, some customers tell me, what should I do? I'm like, just put 24/7. They're going to leave a message if they really need you. And you can always call them back whenever you need to, too. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, those hours we could leave just fine.
Okay. And you want them to reach out to this phone number? Do you want them to text you and call you and email you, though, or just a call?
I prefer phone call.
Okay, perfect. And then also, as far as your area, service radius, do you want to keep it like the 25-mile radius, or do you want to hit specific areas only?
Yeah, when you asked, I misunderstood because I answered what I currently do. But I'll be honest with you. Like, where I'm at right now, I'd love to never come back here again. I think it's way closer to home. And not because of the lawnmower or nothing. It's fucking far from my house, dude. So
yeah.
If I could grow within that 25 mile range, I could just let this shit go and just profit, dude. You know what I mean? So I'm not burning time and gas like crazy.
Oh, don't get me started on gas problems these days. I swear you. Oh, man.
Feels like I'm at the gas station every day, man. Like, I'm tired of this. Come on. So, yeah, no, that 25 miles, that's one of my main objectives here, to be completely honest with you, is to grow closer to home and let this stuff go.
Okay, perfect. And again, you're going to hear me get sick of me hearing, saying this, but anytime you want to adjust anything, modify stuff, utilize our team, let them know that we were all on the same page. Remember, it's communication.
Awesome.
That's what it's all about, okay?
I like that.
Now, for our website, we're going to develop one for you, but do you own a domain already or not at all?
Yeah, I own two.
You own two. Okay, do you know which one
we
can use?
I just have them so no one can take them and try to sell them back to me, but... One is masterblasterpest.com, and the other one is masterblasterpestmanagement.com.
Hmm. What would you like to do? Which one would you like to use?
I think my business cards just say masterblasterpest.com. Let me double check.
Okay. Honestly, I like that one better, to be honest. That's just my personal opinion, though.
Let me just double check, because whatever's on the website, if we're going to do all this, might as well line it all up.
Yes, sir.
Actually, that was my old cards. These ones don't have a website on it. So, is there any way to get like one to redirect it to the other one, or see, I got to just pick one?
I would say pick one, not to confuse things. Yeah, because if it's going from one to another thing, then if someone doesn't have the greatest computer looking for your company, it may slow it down. That's my personal opinion. But, it's more of a tech question.
So whichever one I pick, it's going to go to the website, and the other one's just going to go to, like, the dummy page that it's on now?
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
I would use the Master Blaster pest.com. It's closest to your business name right there, and it doesn't seem confusing whatsoever. Like, it's just...
All right, sure. Let's just go with that thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to put it out there, man. As soon as I heard it, I'm like, no, that's catchy. So far as your payment structure, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash, check, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, or anything like that?
Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Apple Pay.
Okay. And then, is your business licensed and insured by any chance? I have to ask.
Oh, absolutely. Licensed, bonded, everything.
Okay.
100%.
Nice, man. Yeah, you're definitely taking control of that. I love it. All right. Now, the next part. You know, I know I'm putting you on the spot, so you can always add more when you talk to our technician team on next Wednesday, but I have pest control for your services that you offer. Exterminator. Is there any other terminology I could use up in here? That way customers, if they say or ask anything or type anything, you can be found, though.
Pest eradication is something people ask for a lot. But as far as like a job title, just eradication, elimination, that sort of thing, that's all I can think of.
Do you do any like rodent control or stuff like that or anything? Or?
Man, I'm not happy about it, but I do.
Oh, man. Okay. You never know, man.
That's another thing, ideally, I'd like to move completely away from once things are different, you know? Like, hell no, don't call me with your rodent problems. Call someone else.
Oh, my God. You got my cheeks hurting here. All right. I'll leave it with that for now. Oh, my God.
Right on.
All right, so I'm going to send this through right now. That way, when they speak to you on Wednesday, they're not starting from scratch. They know what's going on, okay? The next part, like I said, I want to make sure you're being well protected, okay? So I want to make sure it's under recording that I put the pricing in there that we've grandfathered in for the life of you being with us. Again, I believe I gave you the phone number already for our customer support team, the 877 number.
Yeah, I think it was in the email.
Right. Without the extension... It's voice activated, so you can say like Facebook ads, or you can say customer support or billing or anything of that nature, and it'll be ready for you, okay? But that's the number in case if anything happens in the future. I mean, I want to make sure everything's in this recording. In the beginning, though, I will ask a few questions just to verify, so try to answer as clearly as possible. And again, you, as you know, ask questions or concerns. That's what I'm here for, okay?
Awesome.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Master Blaster Pest Management.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
David Augustine, owner.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
The only person authorized to make these sort of decisions.
Love it. Okay. And, of course, you're authorized on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Absolutely.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved during campaigns, as we mentioned before. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit a pause right now, okay? So, David, I want to make sure after this recording part, we're going to set up a security question and answer. And the reason being is because I want to make sure everything's very confidential, strictly between us and you only. So we'll set up a security question. Anytime we call in, you'll know it's us calling because we'll ask the question, and then we'll know it's you because you know the answer. Yeah.
Hello?
Yep, I'm here with you.
There you are. Sorry about that.
No, you're good. Everything okay?
Yeah, no, I just had to finish this up real quick so I can get the hell out of here and I'm not just sitting in her porch, you know? So,
all right. I thought now the came back here with.
No lie. Right. None of that shit to worry about. We're good now.
All right. All right, man. I want to press record again on this, but I just wanted to make sure we set up that security question and answer after this, okay? So that's important.
I'm not sure this, okay.
Yeah. Yep. All right. I'm going to hit record here again. All right. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I'm sorry?
Oh, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. Last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on August 4th in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 4th of every month in the same amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. So that's the end of that recording part, man. Next 2 parts, and then we're done here, okay? So, David, please don't forget your own answer to your own security question, all right? I don't want you locked out of your own account. So.
Okay.
We have 3 choices. You have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City.
City, all right. And what would that answer be?
Compton.
Get out of here. Are you serious?
Martin Luther King Jr. Hospital.
Stop, man. I was in Compton for quite some time. I can't believe I got out. So made out alive.
Yeah, me neither. Thank God my family got out of there, man. But
swear to
yeah,
you.
People don't believe it, but that's where I was born, Compton, California, Martin Luther King Jr. Hospital.
That's wild, man. Well, I'm glad you got out of there, that's for sure. I'll tell you this much.
Hey, man.
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen Straight Outta Compton?
I haven't.
Watch it. I don't know. I mean, it brings back some PTSD moments for me, no lie. But it's truthful.
Yeah, I just haven't gotten around to it yet, but I heard it's good. I just haven't checked it out.
Yeah, for sure. It's real good. Definitely got to check it out. All right. Just letting you know, that answer will never, and that question will never change, okay? So if anyone tries to change that, then you know it's a red flag, okay? So, David, on the card that we're using, is there just a first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
Let me see.
All right, cool. And then I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, right? The 7499?
Correct.
Okay. And then what kind of payment method are we using? Is it Master, Visa, or anything like that?
Visa.
Okay. For security purposes, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4815-8810-0879-1832.
Awesome. And the expiration date?
326.
Okay. And then last but not least, the security code.
833.
Okay. Now, before I process this payment, now you know I'm telling the truth, man. I want to make sure I refresh the account like 3 different times just to make sure the pricing stays the same and does not go back to the normal pricing, okay? So hang in with me for 2 seconds here. All right. Looking good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249, all right? Please stay on the phone with me, all right? I want to make sure that after the payment goes through, you see, I'm going to direct you how you can see your actual invoice of everything we discussed on paper through text and email, okay?
All
right, cool. So it just came through, so let me know whichever comes to you first. All right. We can use the text if you want. It's both going to direct you to the same spot. But if you open up that text, it should say a spot here to click here to accept subscription terms, something like that. Do you see anything?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. When go ahead and click that, and in there is the breakdown of everything we discussed, including also upgraded packages if you wanted to do that in the future. But like I said, I put in the $100 in here towards your ad spend already, so that's included, not additional. I wanted to make sure everything was on paper there for you, okay, as promised. So please ask away if you have questions, concerns. But once you see everything's in there, towards the bottom, it's going to hit a checkbox and then sign your name just like how it shows on the card and let me know where it takes you from there, okay? But I'm here with you, so use right away.
All right, I just hit confirm, and now it's at the local/login page.
Perfect. All right. Well, so that don't do anything further from here. On Wednesday next week, our team, when they call you from that 877 number, they're going to go ahead and develop that with you because that's your dashboard. That's how you access it. They want to make sure to show you how to keep track of all your analytics to everything. So that's a very important phone call on Wednesday, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, man. Well, hey, I'm going to first to say this, you know, congratulations. Welcome to the
hey,
local
thank
Splash
you very
family.
Much.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Thank you for all your help, man. I appreciate it, and I hope everything kicks ass.
Yes. Oh, I know it will, man. It's just a matter of keeping track of making sure we have that communication strong between all of us here, okay? So never hesitate
right
to call
on.
Them or email them, okay?
I won't, man. Thanks for all your help. Have a good one.
You too, man. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.